Thursday, Parshas Mishpatim, Shir Nun Zion.
Okay. Zokta Heilige Gemara. The bottom of Zion Amid Aleph. Hello, Dami Allah, Dami Rabbi Yochanan. Bemish Oshnei Shutvim. Yikdish chetzia v'chadze v'lokcha v'yikdish ha'kedusha v'ena kreva. Behema bought two shutfim. He's makdish half. And then he bought the other half. V'yikdish ha, and then he's makdish the second half. What's the din? K'dish v'ena kreva v'yisa t'mura t'masa ki ha'itzeba. Zok the Gemara, why does it have to be makdish the second half? Why don't you just say... Well, let's start like this. Why wasn't there a spashtus the first time around when I was makdish chetziyav? Why don't you say that the whole thing became kaddish because of a spashtus? He's hikdish chetziyav. Why don't you say it's in the spashet lekulai? Must be because it's not his. Who cares that it's not his? This is das acheres. Das acheres doesn't allow a spashtus. That's what the Gemara is saying. Hasam behema ocha das acheres. Holadami la'ad amar Rabbi Yochanan. Behem shoshetzvot hitish chetzio v'chaz v'lakcha v'ikdisha k'dusha yinik reva. Didn't the second half become kaddish on its own? No, why not? Because when he was makdish the first half, wasn't his. Frekta achorinim a question. Okay. But now that he's lokach the second chetzio, is there a das acheres right now that he has to reckon with? If he bought the second half, no, because now it's all his. So why isn't this fashion on its own? As I frekt, the Avnei Miluim. Why can't it happen later? It could happen whenever it... Why not? Why not? So hold on, Baal, we'll get to you, Chesky, hold on. Zok the Meiri, Rabbi Yisai, just to bang it home, the Meiri has a different gears than the Gemara. And in the Meiri's Giras of the Gemara, immediately after he buys the second half, what happens? It becomes Kadosh. The Meiri Taka is a Girsa. How does it become Kadosh? His Spashtus. It Taka does mean a Spashit on its own. So the Meiri is Taka saying there's a Shitas Rishonim that holds that once you buy the second half, bang, it's Nispashit. Abnulim argues, says Abnulim, why not? Our Girsa, says Miriam himself, says most of the Girsa is Befaneinu. He has to be Makdashit. Why? Says Navne Mulim Pshat, because when he was Makdashit originally, what type of Kedusha did he create? There's two different types of Kedushas. Is Hekdash Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Guf. Kedushas Berakabais and Kedushas Karban. Says the Miriam, he only made Kedushas Damim. Because you only make Kedushas Damim, this concept of Espashtus only exists when a person says, Regel Ze Oila. What's he saying, Regel Ze Oila? What's he making? When he says, Regel Ze Oila Kedushas Aguf, then it's going to be an Espashit. But in our case, it's just as Hikdish Chetziyav. What's he being Makdish? Kedushas Damim. L'chaira, the Meiri says there is Espashtus. What's the Meiri going to have to hold? It's not Kedushas Damim. He's going to have to hold Kedushas Aguf. The Meiri's going to argue. So you have to see in the Sugya, is this talking about a case of Kedushas Damim, or is it talking about a case of Kedushas Aguf? Is it talking about Kedushas Berek Abayin, or is it talking about Kedushas Mizbeach? That we'll have to see. The Beis Lechem Yehuda says a different teretz, which is a teretz that Chesky was somewhat mechaven to a minute ago, which is, we had said, according to Rashi, his spashtus, where does this spashtus happen? Where does this spashtus happen when you do the spashtus? In the Maisa. So, the spashtus happens in the Maisa. When did he do his Maisa Hekdish? 2 years ago. Now, he buys the second half of the Karban. How could the spashtus happen now?
But the fact is, the spashtus happens in the Maisa when there's nothing.
So, Moshe Aaron wants to say there's two dinim of his spashtus in the Maisa, and also spashtus in the Chalois. Okay, I don't think we're meshubit to make a taste as a second dinner of a specialist. We see in Rashi, specialist happens in the Maisa. In Achanami, it's convenient for us for a specialist to happen in the Maisa, because if not, then we're not going to know how it works. But it only happens in the Maisa. If my Maisa happened two years ago, and then 2 years later I buy the second half of the animal, my Maisa can't be in a special anymore. My Maisa is bye-bye. My Maisa is done 2 years ago. The Chalois is still here, but the Maisa is not here anymore. So the Meiri that says that it's Nispashet obviously holds that a specialist happens where? In the Chalois. Because the Chalois exists, I can Nispashet my Chalois. But according to Rashi, says the Beis Lechem Yehuda brings the brisker of, there's no makom for a specialist anymore.
Well, in our Girsa, it's known as specialist.
What?
In our Girsa, there's no specialist.
That's why there's no specialist.
What would everybody else who says there's specialist in the Chalois can do with our Girsa?
I don't know. Yeah. Good? Okay.
They would all have to switch the gears to the Gemara, you're saying? The
no, they could also say, it's Damim. It's Kedushas Damim. We said Kedushas Damim. There's no Espashtus on Kedushas Damim. It seems like the Avenue. So we have three Torahs, my boy said. Why is there no automatic Espashtus when you buy the second half? The Meiri says what?
The Meiri doesn't have
there is. The Avenue Milim says what? What? The Kedushas, because Kedushas Damim. And with Beis Lechem Yehuda, the name of the brisker up says what? Because the Spash is only in the Maisa.
The Miri doesn't have Shemamina.
He does have Shemamina, even though it's Nispashit, but the Kedusha is still going to be Kedusha Veina Kreva. The Shalim Shlosh isn't from the fact that it says Chazar Vedok Vikdisha. It's still Kedusha Veina Kreva, even if it's Nispashit. It's going to Nispashit Kedusha Veina Kreva. Okay. Akopanim, what we have here a little bit unclear is what type of kedusha is this. The Avni Milum says it's a kedushas damim. It's clear from the Miri it's a kedushas aguf. It's not kedushas dam because he says there is a spashtus. So does Daffin Vissen. Zok the Gemara again. You're talking about a bemish shnei shutin hiktish chetzi v'chazav alacha. Either hiktisha the other half or then it becomes kedusha on its own. The kedusha is kedusha v'ena kareva. V'oise tamura tamura saki yoitze ba. It makes tamura the tamura is going to be like it says Rashi. Ena kareva hoyo betzchila sekdei shelo nirus likarev shelo kidsha el chetziyav v'timachav yakov acheres b'damel. Says Rashi, you cannot be makavit even though now the whole thing is kadosh. Even though now maybe this is should be viable to be a korban, but being that originally when you made the kedusha it was not because I was only makdish half. Can you be makrev half an animal? No. So therefore there was dichoy originally. Being that mitchila sekdei shelo niris, in the original Yamakdash, it wasn't able to be there. For now, also it can't be. So it's kedusha v'ena kreva, but it's oisa tamura. Im hamir oisa, which means as follows. The halacha is, once you set aside something for a korban, you can't change it. You're not allowed to. It's alive in the Torah. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yomir oisa. Bein toiv l'ra, bein ra l'toiv. Once something is a korban, this remains your korban. What happens if a person decides to say, I want to change this for that. What did he do? What did he do? An Aveira. Tamura and Aveira. But the Gemara tells us that Aveira is Chal. And what happens? They're both Kaddish. He has to eat it on both ends. He got an Aveira, and he loses the animal, and still the other animal is Kaddish. That's called Tamura. So Oisa Tamura means, if he does it, should he do it? Absolutely not. It's an Aveira. But if he does it, Im Hamir Ba, it's going to make Tamura. And the tamura will be identical. What does tamura be identical mean? Says Rashi. De'ena kreva. Just like the original animal we said is ena kreva. So too the tamura is going to be ena kreva. And also you won't be able to be makriv the second animal. So now you have two dysfunctional animals. Comes along David Kviat. And Sefer Sukkas David. And David Kviat brings a kasha from the Briskerov. What do we see over here? We see you have an animal. That it's a fine animal. In essence, it's a fine animal. It has a problem because the way that you were makdish it made that now you can't be makrivit. Because it was nearest originally. Originally, home it's chila sektei shalo niras. When you originally makdish, so as a problem, it's called that it's nidche. But inside the actual animal, there's no real problem. It's just, there's a psul. Still, when I make a tamura, that psul crosses over. Ask the brisker of that. The halacha is, what happens if a person has an animal, that the animal had relations with a human? It's called a roiva or a nirva. The animal had relations with a human. Such an animal, you can't bring it on the mizbeach. So is this animal kosher for a mizbeach, for karba now? Possible. What happens if you do tamura? Should you do tamura? No, never. He did tamura. Now the other animal is going to be kadosh. Will you be able to be makriv the other animal? Yes. Why? Because this animal didn't have relations with a man. Only the other animal had relations with a man. This animal didn't. So even though I'm getting my kedusha from an animal that is not kosher as a karbon, but that's because that animal had relations with a man. This animal didn't. You could be makriv of this animal. Frek the brisker of. What's the problem in our case over here? Because when you originally introduced the kedusha to this animal, the kedusha was evhov tchila sekdesha loy nearest. But the second animal tchila sekdesha was nearest. So why can't you be makriv the tamura? Why is tamura sekiyotze boy? As I frek the brisker of. Is the question clear? Really? Hafes the kasha. Hafes the brisker the kasha.
That's what we're saying. Dicha meikara, avidicha.
Dicha meikara. Oh, but this animal is dicha meikara. The second animal doesn't have dicha meikara. This second animal, when did it become kadosh? Right now. And right now, it's right. So why?
Then why is your question on the second cow, the first cow? So now that you hold the whole cow, it should be able to be a
no, because this, because the kedusha that started on this cow started messed up. So therefore, this cow is dichui meikara. The second cow is not.
Dichui meikara carries over. Mimonoshach, it carries over to the second cow.
Why does it carry to the second cow?
Because it's a messed up kedusha.
So why by?
How can you create a bigger kedusha than what you have already?
Why by nirva doesn't pass over?
Nirva was a psul in the cow itself. It's a whole. It's not the.
So that's what the brisker of it says. The brisker of, there's a difference between these two different types of psuls. He said when an animal has dichoy, the pshat is it's a it changes the kedusha in the animal. It's the lashon of Rashi is kedusha dichoya basa. It's there's something wrong with the kedusha. When I do tamura, what kedusha am I going to get? The kedusha that was on the original animal, and a kedusha that's dechuya is a weaker kedusha. It's a kedusha dechuya basa. So therefore, if I'm getting my kedusha from there, what's my kedusha going to be? Also kedusha dechuya. So tamura sakayitaba. But when an animal is nirva, there's nothing. It doesn't change the kedusha in the animal. The animal itself, the animal itself has a full kedusha. It's just this animal happens to have been, the animal was with the person. Therefore, we can't allow this animal to be on the mizbeach. It's a problem in the guf of the animal, not in the kedusha of the animal. Therefore, it's not a lesser kedusha, as opposed to kedusha dechuya, which is a kedusha kala. However, Rabbi Yisai, we have a problem here. We have a stama problem. The problem is as follows. The halacha is that you can only do tamura on something that has kedushas haguf. Kedushas damim doesn't have tamura. Kedushas damim doesn't have tamura. So the achrayim ask a question: how can we talk about tamura here at all? There's no tamura on kedushas damim. Who said our case is talking about kedushas damim? Avnei Meluim. I know it's talking about kedushas damim. So if it's talking about kedushas damim, how is there tamura? Lechayra, the Miri has to hold kedushas haguf, and Achanami, the Gemara seems to support the Miri because the Gemara says that there's tamura. The problem is, if you look at the next line of the Gemara, Gemara says Shma mina tlas, Shma mina balechayim nidachim. We'll get back to all this. Shma mina dichoy meikar avedichoy. Shma mina yesh dichoy bedamim. Dichoy bedamim. Says the Avnei Meluim, I told you it's damim. Look at the Gemara, yeshdichu midamim. Zetmin, it's damim. But the Gemara before says there's tamura. So we seem to be stuck over here. What is this over here? Are we talking about over here that there's that is or it's not?
What was he makdish for originally?
What
was he makdish for? And he was makdish the cow, the first half.
We don't know necessarily. Comes along the Achiezer and says the following thing. Says the Achiezer, you know what the answer to the steer is? Originally it was makdish it, kedushas damim. But when he bought the second half, the truth kedushas damim changed to become kedushas aguf. It morphed. It went through a metamorphosis. We have such a Gemara. The Gemara says if you're makdish something for kedushas damim, if it's roy to be a karban, it changes to become kedushas aguf. So when I only had half of the animal,
then it's not a steer.
Then it's not. Oh, that's how
we're not learning the Kedusha.
Okay, good. We'll see. When I had half of the animal, what was the Kedusha? Can I be makriv half an animal?
No.
When I now have the whole animal, now it changes from being Kedusha's damim. Gam Kedusha's aguf. That's going to be the answer of the steer. Because the dichoy meikara. What was it when it was original dichoy? It was damim. But when he did the tmura, what was it? It was guf, and it changed in the middle. How did it change? On its own. Changed on its own. This is the Achiezer. It became kedushas aguf.
How does spashtus make it into kedushas aguf?
Mm. It's not as spashtus. It's not as spashtus. We said there's no spashtus over here. It's anytime I own something. If a person makes, let's say a person takes a beautiful, beautiful cow, and he says, I would like this cow to be hektish. I would like it to be kedushas damim. You got me? Damim. What happens? It goes to the mizbech. How'd that happen? So anything that's roi lemizbech goes to the mizbech. So it changes on its own. I made a kedushas damim. It's not a spashtus, it's a similar type of thing. So when I said half the animal, ein hachanami, it stays damim. But once afterwards, now I have both halves.
Yeah, but unless you say it, let's say I have a full animal and I say, I want half my animal to be kedushas damim.
It will change the kedushas aguf.
No, it won't.
Why not?
Because it has to be royal lekreva.
Why is it not royal lekreva?
Because half is not royal
lekreva. No, you makdish the whole thing?
No, you said you were makdish. I have half an animal and I'm makdish half of it for kedushas damim.
You own half an animal?
No, I have a whole animal.
You own a whole animal. I say, I want to be makdish. Hold on, I say, listen to me. I want to makdish the whole thing. Listen to me. I want to makdish the whole thing. Half of it I want to be damim. Half of it I want to be mizbeach. What's going to be? So over here, he was makdish half. He bought the other half. He was makdish the other half. Now that he's makdish the other half. No.
He's
makdish the other half.
Now it becomes
kedushas mizbeach.
But if
because now I own both. I was makdish both. I was makdish the whole thing. This animal is
why is the second cow not roy for mizbeach?
Why is the first cow not roy for mizbeach?
Because it was nitcheh.
No, making a full cow at this point. No. If dichoy, then how does it go to go? Meaning we're saying.
Well, let's start again, rabbis. Let's just get clear, okay? To understand what's happening. He owns he's a Spartan with a cow. He's makdish the half that he owns. That half that he's makdish, what is the kedusha? Kedusha's damim. Then he buys the other half and he's makdish the other half. Now that he's makdish his entire animal, what happens to the kedusha? Says the Achiezer, it flips, and the kedusha becomes kedusha's guf. We're going to see. Hold off for a second, okay? This is what the Achiezer says. So we answer the stira. Is it Kedushas Damim or is it Kedushas Duf? The answer is, it changes. It started as Kedushas Damim, and it morphed in Kedushas Aguf. So when you want to do the Tzmura, what is it? Kedushas Aguf. When you originally were Makdish, what was it? Kedushas Damim. Says the Taman HaRajba, no way. No way. It doesn't change. Why not? I think this was Moshe Aaron's problem. Why not? Hold on a second. You're right. When I buy it, I have a big animal, and I'm makdish, the whole animal, kedushas damim. What happens to it automatically?
Upgrades.
It upgrades. But that's only if you're going to be able to be makriv it. But over here, he was makdish half of the animal. He was makdish half. What happened when he was makdish half of that animal, aside from the fact it became kadosh? Dichui. It was nidche. What does that mean? Are you ever going to be able to makdish this animal? No. So now that I buy the other half, why should it upgrade? What point? What's the point? I can't. You can't be makdish it as you can't be makdish as a carbon anyway. So therefore, says the Talmud Rashi, it's not going to upgrade. It won't happen. I agree with your concept, but I don't agree. You can apply that over here. You can't over here. Over here, I comment that we're saying it's kedusha ve'eino kreva. So therefore, how did it get kedusha aguf? Says the Talmud HaRajba, I'll tell you what happens. Talmud HaRajba says he was makdish the first half kedushas damim. V'kishalakcha v'chazer v'kedisha. He bought it and he's makdish the second half. Hoya b'daitoy l'kedisha kula kedushas aguf. Now, when he bought the second half, he was makdish in kedushas aguf. Did it change on his own? No. Did it upgrade on its own? No. He did it. Because when he was makdish it the second time, the second half, he was makdish kula kedushas aguf. So it did upgrade, but not on its own. It wasn't automatic. I have to be makdish it. Why does it happen on its own? Because it only happens on its own if it's going to be royal mizbeach. But over here, he's makdish it.
Why does it change?
I mean, what do you mean?
Why is he able to make a kedusha aguf? It's not royal approved.
You can do that. You can force it.
You can make a chair kedusha aguf.
You can make a behema that has a mum kedusha aguf.
It doesn't have a mum. It's not royal
approved. That's like a mum. It's like a mum. Kanire. You could do that. Yeah. But it's still very shver to me. He was makdish half of his animal. That half of his animal. When he was makdish it, who does it belong to? Who does it belong to now? That Akabais. Can he? Is he like a bailam on it now? Is he a mandamer on it now? How did he make it in kedusha zaguf? The second one you can make kedusha zaguf. You can make the first one kedusha zaguf. I'm not the finished about the boss.
It's transfer ownership.
When he makes kedusha damim. What does Kedushas Damim mean? If I'm makdish something, I'm makdish something for hektish. It's not mine anymore. I'm yirasa legavoy, gavoy, kimis yirasa lehektish. Lechayra, it's not mine anymore.
Why? Change which department it goes to. It's still hektish.
But how do I change? Who am I to tell the hektish what to do?
Why can't you have a cow that's half and half?
You could. But he's saying, kulay kedushas aguf. How you betayt lakdish kulay kedushas aguf?
Tom Rajba needed it to be.
What?
Because the Gemara would stand with
no, because he's saying you could do tamura. You can do tamura on the whole animal. We have half an animal. It sounds like the whole animal became.
How do you make half an animal kedushas aguf? Meaning if the havamina is that it should stay half an animal. What are you doing?
It does stay half an animal.
No, I'm saying.
Oh, kedushas aguf, you said?
Yeah. So what are you doing by making half an animal?
We're gonna there's actually a mandamah that says you do make a kedushas aguf. We'll see.
So that's why it switches. Because how are you gonna make half an animal?
He doesn't switch. He switches. He's saying he does it.
He has the ability to switch.
How does he have the ability? He already gave it to Hektish.
He's gonna say Hektish, I'm making this half kedushas aguf, and then what are you gonna
do? So then if you're right, then nothing should be chal. You are not a bailam on the other half. Done. You're finished. You are a makdish it. You're finished. You have nothing to say about this animal anymore. Who are you to talk about the animal? You gave it to Hektish. Hektish, I'd like it to be my korban. You already gave it to Hektish. It doesn't sound like it's working in the Mafreya. Are you bedaito l'kedusha kula kedushas aguf? I don't know. I don't know how that works. Comes along the stipler in the Kilas Yankov. He says a different shot. Says the stipler. He says, you know what? It was never kedushas damim. No, it wasn't. It wasn't kedushas damim. Not true. The Gemara is calling it kedushas damim, but it's really kedushas haguf. What does that mean? Says the stipler. What's the main difference between kedushas haguf and kedushas damim? What would you say is the main difference between the two of them? One ends up being a carbon. What happens if you have something that technically has kedushas haguf, but it's not going to be a carbon? What would be like a nickname for that? Called kedushas damim. It's not really kedushas damim. If you want to know the real kedusha, is there going to be tamura on this kedusha? Yes.
Is this answering for the
Talmud? I don't know. I don't know. Yes, it will have kedushas. It will have tumura. Why? Because it has kedushas haguf. But is it going to be called? It's still going to be called dichoy bedamim because it's similar to damim. It's similar to damim. Says the stipler. For example, says the stipler, the person comes and he's makdish half of the animal. Now, let's say there's a shutif. What's going to be the din of that half of the animal? I didn't buy it from the shutif yet. So I own half, he owns half. What's going to be the din? I was makdish it. What's going to be the din? What? You have to be paid it. You have to be paid it. And after you're paid it, becomes chulin. Says the stipler, you can't be paid it. You have to wait until it gets a mum. Why does it have to get a mum? Because something that's kedushas aguf, you can't be paid it unless it has a mum. But we said it's kedushas damim. Says the stipler, no. If you look in Tosfos in Gittin says that it needs to get a mum before it can be paid it. Because really it has kedushas aguf. We're calling kedushas damim. Because the point is, it doesn't have hakrova. You can't be makriv this kedusha, but it's still going to be something that is categorically you're going to. It still has kedushas haguf. Therefore, I answered my stira. Does it have tamura? It has tamura because it's really kedushas haguf. What's going to be the din of the kedushas haguf? You're going to have to wait until it gets a mum and then be paid it. Comes along the Chazanish and he says, you know what? Our Gemara says a very big chiddush. Where it says Yesh Dichoy Bedamim. Why is there Dichoy Bedamim? It doesn't even have Kedushas Karban. Why should there be Dichoy Bedamim? Says the Chazanish Enachanami. The only time there's Dichoy Bedamim is Azasor Damim, which is really Kedushas Aguf. This animal does have Kedushas Aguf. We're calling it Damim because it doesn't have the ability to be brought as a Karban. But then I understand why there's Dichoy over here. But if you would have a straight up the vintage damim, there's no dichoy. The hektus, because the whole kedusha is for damim. The kedusha is not for mizbeach.
Why is the Gemara not say a kal chaimer and say kedusha is dichoy by kedusha is guf?
What'd you say?
They say there's dichoy by kedusha is guf, and kal chaimer with kedusha is damim on the shmarim class.
Because this is we're calling kedusha is damim. Our point is something that's not going to be nekva. We're going to see why in a second. We'll see why. Feed the stipler. Hopefully see why. Okay. The Maisa Rashi is not so mashma like the pshat of the Chazanish and the stipler. Because if you look in Rashi says, Eina kreva, hoyol the banam on dazayin omen aleph, hoyol v'tchila sekdesh lo nirus lekarev, shlo kitsha elo chetziv, v'timacher v'yakrav acheres v'demei. Just sell it. Rashi doesn't mention you need a mum. Timacher, sell it. According to the Tosfos and Gittin, the way that the stipler is learning, it needs a mum because it has kedushas. So Rashi is going to have to say like one of the other pshatim. Okay, says the Gemara, Shmami notlas. We see from over here three things. Shmami no balechayim nidochim. I see from here. It says Rashi, balechayim nidochim im nidchu nidchu lo ilam vika lemando amar de ein dicho yale b'shchutin avo balechayim she nidchu. According to that mandamar, there's a mandamar that says that Baal Chaim are not nidochim. So then, this animal is not going to be nidche. Why? Because it was only Baal Chaim that happened. It's interesting, Rashi. Rashi says, when is it going to be kreva hach behema kishachazar? V'loka chetzia. Why doesn't Rashi say kishachazar v'hiktish chetzia? When you chazar and you makdish the other half. Why does Rashi say when you chazar and you buy the other half? You buy the other half. It's not you can't be makar of the carbon. You have to be makdish the other half. Rashi says kishachazar v'loka chetzia. So, truth be told, Rashi sounds like the Meiri. What does the Meiri say? That once you buy the other half, it becomes kaddish on its own. It's hard to say that just from this diyuk and Rashi, but it's interesting. Rashi says kishachozav aloka chetzia, then it could be karv. What's pshat in the mandu amar? The way we say that bal chayim, The man d'amar that holds Bali Chaim ain't on nidachim. Why should it make a difference to the Bali Chaim or not? The pshat's like this. What goes on a mizbeach? Animals. Well, that's not exactly 100% accurate. What type of animals? Dead ones. Tahirim, true. Dead ones. Dead tahir animals. Zvachim. That's why it's called a mizbeach. Zevach means slaughtered. So anything that's not a zevach, it's not the pshat that it's not royal or mizbeach. It's not a candidate. It only becomes a candidate once it's a zevach. Then it's something that's possible to put on the mizbeach. If it has a psul, then we won't put it on the mizbeach. But if it's a bal chai men and idochim. Why not? Because it's not a zevach. The other mandama holds, no, because this is an animal that will be eventually, it already has a din of nidcha. Let's shma mina the first thing. Shma mina dichui meikara have dichui. Says Rashi kigoyin zu shemitchila sekdei shalom nearest nikarif. Vika mandama de polik. Vamer ain dichui ela benir v'nidcha. There's a mandama that holds that there's no dichui. If from its very inception it wasn't roy, that's not called nidcha. Pushed away means it had to be a candidate and then pushed away. But if it was nidcha meikara, dicho meikara, lo yave dichoi. What's the reason for that? The reason for that is that first it has to be something in order for us to say that it has a psul. It has to be if it starts off with not being relevant, then it doesn't get a psul. It just never gets there. Dicho meikara. Yeah, this is not a candidate. I was never a candidate. If I was a candidate, you could stempel me puzzle. Nidche. And hoyo v'nidche nidche. But if I was never a candidate, mitchila, so therefore, I can't get a psul. But our Gemara holds, dichu meikara habidich. And the third thing is, shmaimene yesh dichu bidamim. Says Rashi, yesh toriz dichu bidover she'enu kodesh elu ledamav, kigonzu. She mitchila lo ikdisha elu ledameo. Okay. Interesting. Rashi over here doesn't say that it's coming to teach us that there's a man da'amar that holds ein dichoy bedamim. We're saying yesh dichoy bedamim. Is there a man da'amar that holds ein dichoy bedamim? Because by Bali Chaim Nidochem, Rashi says, Ikulaman da Amar, ein dichoy. And by Dichoy Meikar, Rashi says, Ikulaman da Amar, ein dichoy. Over here, it seems like there's no man da Amar. Rav Konoblovich in Biurim Haaretz makes this dik. It seems like over here, there has to be some sort of Svaradik Achidush in Yesh Dichoy Bidam. I would think there's no dichoy. Says Rav Konoblovich, if we're talking about real damim, legit damim, regular kedushas damim, I understand why there shouldn't be dichoy. Why should there not be dichoy? Because it doesn't have kedushas mizbeach, that it should have dichoy. But according to what we said from the stipler, that the stipler said that it does have kedushas haguf. What's the hanumin that shouldn't have dichoy?
Then why, either way, you're stuck.
Shmamina,
that it what? That Kedushas HaGuf has Dichoy, we know that.
On who?
The Gemara. Meaning, we're trying to answer why the Gemara says Yesh Dichoy B'damim. But if we're saying the Damim is really Guf, so then why is Shmamina? And if it is Damim, so
we'll let's. Okay, let's. We'll see. Let's see. If it is Damim, then what?
If it's Damim, then you're stuck with our Kasha.
What's the Kasha?
Why would you think that there is such a thing of dichoy? Right?
Not only did you think there is, yesh dichoy
b'dam. Okay, but we're saying at the end of the day it's not true.
It is. On the disciples says not true. It's a machlokes zachronim, where this is real damim, so or shayim even. Tamaraj says there is.
Either way you go, you get stuck with a kasha.
It's a different kasha.
There's two different kashas.
So Rashi says, Rashi in Psachim. He says, Rashi, you know what the havamina of why there's no dichoy? It's not strong enough, Kedushas Damim. Sound like Rashi is saying, it's not the Pshat, because this isn't the right Kedusha. According to the way we were learning, the pshat was Kedushas Domim is not the right Kedusha. You only have Dichoy unless that's the way that Rabbi Gershom and Erchon seems to sound. Like, you can't be Matcha something doesn't have Kedushas Aguf. Because Rashi maybe holds it does have Kedushas Aguf. Nor Vos. Loy Alima. Kedushas Domim Lama Badichoy. Comes along Rav Pravlich and he says a very nice Chiddush. And he says that there's three different levels of Kedusha. There's Kedushas Domim. What do you do with Kedushas Damim? You're Poydet. There's Kedushas Haguf. Can you be Poydet Kedushas Haguf? No. And then there's something called Kedushas Mizbeah, only after a mum. And then something called Kedushas Mizbeah. What's Kedushas Mizbeah? Something that goes on the Mizbeah. This carbon, which we're calling Kedushas Damim, is it going to go on the Mizbeach? No. It's Kedusha Ve'ena Kreva. So, what the Gemara means when it calls it Kedushas Damim just means that it doesn't have this element of Kedushas Mizbeach. It's weaker. It's weaker than...
What's Kedushas
Guf
then?
Kedushas Aguf is our case. It's Kedusha Ve'ena Kreva. So it has Kedushas Aguf, you can't be pointed.
Why are you calling Kedushas Damim?
Kedusha's dumb just means it doesn't have, that's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying.
It just means Enochanami, it's lab dafka. It just means it doesn't have Kedusha's Mizbeach. Enochanami, you can't be pointed. It has to be Yerachi's Stoif. You can't be pointed on its own. And Enochanami, it could be, says the Chazanish, that regular Kedusha's dumb, taco, you can't, there's no dichoy. Why regular dichoy's not? What shaykh is the dichoy? There's no shaykh is the Mizbeach, Bechlal. It's the wrong Kedusha. But over here it's Kedusha Zaguf, where Be'etzem it should be Broil Mizbeach, but the Psul stops it. That's going to be dichoy.
Why? If Guf is a higher Kedusha than Kedusha Zidamim?
Yeah.
So the Gemara would make its point much clearer.
No, because it doesn't make a difference. They're all in the same in the same boat. The point is they don't have the same level of kedusha as kedushas mizbeach. And it doesn't have kedushas mizbeach. I would think they can't have dichui. What is that? He's just touching it. He's calling that.
So why doesn't the Gemara attack us say good? If there's such a thing as kedushas mizbeach.
What?
Meaning if the Gemara would have said that shvami na yesh dichui b'kuf, so you would.
That's what the Gemara means. You know, the Gemara means that they're putting it all together. They're all in the same boat. Right.
That's why Rashi says you have to sell it and be makar something with the dun.
Yeah, that's why Rashi says you have to sell and be makar something with the dun. Why can't you just sell for whatever you want? Because it's not regular Kedushas Damim. It has an element of Kedushas Haguf here. It has a Kedusha which is Kilu slotted particularly for Korbanas. Okay, this is perhaps different mahalchim that they have over here in how what this kedusha is. A nafkamina to understand the chayra is going to be when he originally was makdish hef. What kedusha did it have? According to the pshat avnei meluyim and according to the Talmud Rashba, it's only kedushas damim. If I buy the other half and makdish it, either it changes on its own or I changed it. According to the stipler, it always had kedushas, what we're going to call kedushas haguf, of some sort of kedushas haguf. And that's why it would need a mum in order to be paid it. I called it kedushas damim just because it doesn't have the complete kedushas haguf, which would be kedushas mizbeach. But then there's still going to be this chiddush. Beis Hashem, we're going to be neder on Sunday. We're going to get back into the sugyas of kedushin. Now we have a whole bunch of shailas of how chetzi, different types of chetzi, boy rava. This is one sugya till the two dots. We'll continue with that Beis Hashem hopefully on Sunday. I'd like to leave you with a thought on the parsha. There's a very common misnomer, which I just recently saw someone make that mistake, I don't remember who, which is that people have the impression that Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma in Parshas Yisrael. That's really not the case. Those that are Mavir Sedra, and I invite everyone to join me, we do Unkelus on Friday, to start learning how to break down Unkelus, would know that last week's Parsha is Vayanu Kolam Yachto Vayomu Kol Asher Dibra Hashem Nase. The end of this week's Parsha, Pasuk says Vayomu Kol Asher Dibra Hashem Nase V'Nishma. Last week's Parsha was Nase. This week's Parsha is Nase V'Nishma. So there's a beautiful vort from the Meshech Chochma. He explains why was it that Klal Yisrael last week said Nase, and this week they say Nase V'Nishma. And he says, there's another discrepancy. Last week's parashat says, Ve'anu kolam yachtov. Yachtov means ve'achdus. This week's parashat says, Ve'yomu kol asher dibra Hashem. It doesn't say yachtov. Zok the Meshech Chochma the following pshat. He says, there's no such thing as being mekabel part of the Torah. It's impossible. Every person has to mekabel the entire Torah. And it's difficult because parts of the Torah aren't really even relevant to me. So how can I be mekabel the whole Torah? I should mekabel the halachos that nogeh to a kohen and the avoid and the Beis Hamikdash. I have no shaychus to that. A person who lives in Eretz Yisrael should be mekabel the halachos. Well, the people in Chutz Laretz, the ones in Eretz Yisrael, like what? A person has dinam of get. He doesn't have get. A person, a man and a woman and eved. How could you mekabel all the halachos? Says the Meshech Chochma, there's two tirutzim, there's two answers to that question. One answer to that question is that if you're making your own Kabbalah in a Hanami, you've got a problem. But if your Kabbalah is done, ki ish echad b'lev echad, so I don't have a problem that only my arm does tefillin, and my head doesn't do tefillin. I don't have a problem that only my ear does shmiyas shofar, because it's all one person. When Klal Yisrael is v'achdus, we're mekabel the Torah together. When you come together, so then we're all shayach to everything it says in the Torah. That's one way. There's another way. The other way is it says Zois Torahs Ha'Oila Kol Aloymed Torahs Oila Kilo Hikriv Oila. Any person that learns Torah, it's as if I wasn't makriv. It's as if you were makriv. A person that learns the Torah of Chalitza, it's as if you did a Chalitza. A person that learns the Torah, any Torah that you learn, it's as if you did that mitzvah. So says the Meshech Chochma. Last week's parasha says Ve'anu kolam yachtov. Kais was ba'achdos kol asher dibra Hashem nase. We'll do it, and we're makabel the Torah. We're makabel to do it. In this week's parasha, they're no longer ba'achdos. Vayomer kol asher dibra Hashem nase v'nishma. We'll do the mitzvahs that we can do, and the other ones that we can't do, we'll have to learn them in order to be makayim that we do those mitzvahs. As it goes together. Azay zok the Meshech Chochma. However, Pasha Pshat in Nase V'Nishma, there's something very special about Nase V'Nishma. And we always focus on the fact that Klal Yisrael says Nase even though they're not Nishma. Klal Yisrael is willing to do things even though they don't understand them. I don't understand them. That's what Nase V'Nishma is. Spoken about it many times, that the Goyish approach to religion is, you have to explain it to me. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Torah, they said, tell me what it says. I need to know. I have to understand it. Can I keep this religion? Can I not? Does it make sense to me? Does it not make sense to me? Yidden didn't do that. Yidden just jumped in. Nase v'nishma. You tell me what it is, I don't have to understand it. That's the maila of nase before nishma. But Zokta Beis Halevi, there's a maila of nishma after nase. What is that? He says, once you're already doing it, so what do you have to know about it for? You're doing it already. He says, Vais Tachoyis, there's an inyan of learning Torah, even if it's totally irrelevant to me in my action. I'm learning Torah for the sake of learning Torah. That's part of the tremendous maila of Nase V'Nishma is, why are we learning Torah? What are we learning Kedushin for? What are you learning about Yesh Dichoy B'damim, Ein Dichoy B'damim? What are you learning it for? It's totally not relevant, not now, pashtus, not never, for most of us, because we're never kainim, won't be relevant for us. What do we have to learn these halachas for? Zukta Beis Alevi, you see over here, there's a mile in Torah, just the shame Torah. just for learning Torah. The Vilna Gaon describes a person that learns Torah and doesn't understand as a person who has a pail, and the pail in the bottom of the pail has a hole, and he keeps putting water in the pail, and the water keeps leaking out. So he learned Torah, he doesn't understand. Torah keeps like just falling out the bottom. Zok the Goyin. So what's the point? So the Vilna Gaon says, because when you put water in a pail, the pail becomes clean. You're washing the pail with the water. The water is rushing through the pail. The pail becomes clean. You learn Torah. Torah has an impact on a person. Torah is what is Torah. It cleans a person. So even if a person, it's not relevant to what he's doing. It's not relevant to what he's doing. But just the fact that he's learning Torah is itself going to clean. But the Gaon says something else. The Gaon says if a person doesn't learn Mussar, so not only does Torah not clean the pail, but it makes it dirty. Because if you put dirty water into a pail, it's just going to make it more dirty. If a person doesn't learn Mussar, so then Adarabba, it makes it dirty. So we have to understand that learning Torah is we have a kli that mamash can change our lives, but without Mussar, we're not going to get anything. And you can see there's people that you can be in yeshiva for years, and at 2 o'clock in the morning, where they decide that they saw a seminary girl, all of a sudden, like, they forgot about who they are, what they are, the fact that there's other people sleeping in the yeshiva, everything, they act like animals, they make the Chil Hashem in front of an entire seminary. What for? Because it gives them a thrill. Because they're not learning Mussar. They're for sure not learning Mussar. There's no chance that a Bachar, and I can tell you, it's a Baduk Umanusra. The Bachar that do not come to the Aristarch Shmuz do not do well in yeshiva. They don't. The Bachar that do not learn Mussar do not do well. Because all we're doing is we're feeding a beast. Because the Torah, if it's dirty water, just makes the kli dirty. So if a person wants to actually accomplish something in yeshiva, he has to learn Mussar. Or forget it. Not only are you you're wasting your time, you're making the kli dirty. The biggest evil, the worst person in the world was Amalek, who came from Eliphaz, who grew up on Yitzchak's lap. He grew up on Yitzchak's lap. Not all the other children of Esav. Why Eliphaz? Because the biggest, if you take Torah and you make it dirty, so then it's not just that you're not cleaning the pail. You're making the pail dirty. It's even worse. So a person like that, if a person's not ready to learn Mussar, he shouldn't be in yeshiva. He should go to work. And Baruch Hashem, we've had Talmidim who were not Matzliach in yeshiva, and they went to work, and okay. So are they clean? They're not clean, but they're not getting more dirty. We have to make sure that the Torah that we're learning is Torah that comes together with Kedusha and Tahara. The Torah is here to make us rain. Reis Hashem Asiyat Deshmaya. Every one of us is going to be able to say, V'tayr li'beinu, Rav Duchav Emes, Avod Shalom.